Maine voters approved a measure this past fall to adopt the ranked choice voting system for statewide elections. Now, lawmakers who are trying to implement the new law are asking the Maine Supreme Court to weigh in on whether it's constitutional, Mal Leary reports.
Last year, Maine Attorney General Janet Mills raised questions about the proposal because it appeared to clash with language in the state constitution. For decades, the candidate that got the most votes in a contest has been declared the winner. But under the new system, voters will indicate their top multiple choices in order of preference, and the candidates with the fewest votes are eliminated until someone has a majority. Democratic State Senator Shenna Bellows of Manchester, the former director of the ACLU in Maine, says the voters have spoken, and the legislature should follow their will.
We do not want to set a precedent of the legislature turning to the courts every time a law is passed to seek an advisory opinion as to the constitutionality of our legislation.
But the Senate decided to get a second opinion, voting 24-10 to ask the justices to look at the proposal. That majority included supporters of ranked choice voting like Augusta Republican Senator Roger Cates, an attorney, who argued it's better to get an opinion now than implement the new system and get a surprise ruling after next year's elections.
We can do it now easily, or we can do it later when it's in the midst of chaos and when it'll be much more expensive for us to get involved. And remember that it's the same court that's going to decide this ultimately one way or another.
Another Republican supporter of ranked choice voting, Senator Eric Brakey of Auburn, also was in favor of seeking an opinion.
I do think that there are some very serious constitutional questions here that even the Attorney General has raised.
Portland Democratic Senator Mark Dion, an attorney, says he believes the measure is constitutional, and he questioned whether the court would even consider the Senate's request for an opinion on legislation that was already law.
Democracy is messy. We may have concerns about how the people have expressed their will, but they have expressed it.
Kyle Bailey, the campaign chairman for the Committee for Ranked Choice Voting, agrees, but he says the group is ready to fight in court to defend the law, should the High Court agree to consider the matter.
The 400,000 people who voted for ranked choice voting in Maine are going to do everything in their power to defend this law and our direct democracy through the citizen initiative process.
The Supreme Court operates on its own timetable. If it decides to consider the request, it will likely ask for written arguments from all sides of the issue and may schedule oral arguments so the justices can question lawyers on the issues raised in the written arguments. Once all the arguments are heard, the court has historically answered such questions from the legislature rather quickly. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.